Good evening, good evening. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special request from Drake himself to a birthday dedication to Ms. Z. Marie. So if you'll excuse me while I attend to this request as we open up tonight's show, Libra Cole, balancing between vibrating and elevating.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down
right
in the
now. Yes.
I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really want to know you all. I really want to show you off. Fuck that. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she want to go and party. She want to go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good. Game home and sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems and these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh! Good God,
ooh,
what you doing that?
Excuse me, wait a minute. Z Marie, did you love that request that Drake came through? He said, yo, Miss Controversy, I need you to play this for my girl Z Marie, who's too sexy for TV, who's all over the internet, who is doing her thing in Chirac, doing her thing all over the globe. He wanted to come and give you some special dedication. You understand me? Yep. I hope you are in a nice space somewhere with a nice glass of wine because it is your season. How you doing?
Yes. Hello. I'm feeling real grown and sexy, very grown because my birthday was yesterday and I'm a year older, a year better, a year cuter. It's a lot going on over here. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. So I heard you say grown and sexier. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
That's right. Shooting down everything that was from last year, inviting all the new things, all the birthday blessings. So I'm really happy for you in your celebratory, like, energy, vibe, and mode. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what inspired tonight's show, which is called The Libra Cole, balancing between vibrating and elevating. And what better way to talk about that than having the Queen Libra, okay, on the line with us. So I just want to know, what happened at this party last night before we get all the way into the show?
Okay, this is one of those Vegas parties, although it was in Chicago. You could not tell anyone where you were going, and your phone was confiscated at the door, okay? So there's no proof that this even happened. No, I'm just kidding. You can follow me on Facebook, Zara Marie, and you can see my album, especially all the fun we had, all the good food. So, yeah, the party was off the hook. I'm so happy for my two groups, my main two groups of friends here in Chicago coming out and supporting me. And it was really, really nice. I got real drunk. I went to bed like 4 a.m. Couldn't even go to church this morning. So I'm hanging back and, you know, meditating and letting the universe know that God know my heart, you know. So I wasn't in church today, but the church is in me. So it's all good.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
It was a great, great night.
That's what's up. I saw the pictures. By the way, it broke my heart that I wasn't there. My friend has always been in another city, like, all the time since we've been, what, like, 18. So it's normal for me to be down in Miami while she's somewhere else cruising the cosmos. But I'm really happy to celebrate with you in spirit and also to honor this energy that we keep talking about, this Libra energy. And when I spoke to you a few days ago, I was like, wow, what is the Libra thing? What's that all about? And I hadn't even had the opportunity, you know, to really look into the Libra zodiac or the Libra energy. So I'm interested in hearing your spin, your personal spin on being a Libra. What are some of the things that you are, like, embracing in regards to Libra that you really hold true to your character and to your spirit? And then some of the things that you are just like, you know what, I know this is a part of the Libra description, but I don't identify with that. So could you give us what you do identify with as far as being a Libra and maybe some things that you don't?
Yes. Okay, so first of all, the zodiac energy for Libra is really, the key word is balance. So a lot of people are familiar with the symbol, which is the scale. Libra is also an air sign. So on a level of consciousness, I don't really know what any of that means, right? Because you got the scales and air. So I'm like, okay, what does this mean? How do I balance myself? So then when I come into my everyday, some of the things that are characteristic of Libras, like when we read our horoscope and everything, then we kind of say, oh, I identify with this, and some of this I don't identify with. And so what I would say is I really, really identify with Libras being associated with love and relationships. That's something that I really can connect to. And so specifically, one of the things that I read is that Libras are all about relationships and basically finding a mate. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, this is my current issue and this might be my life issue. Like, wait, hold up, time out. Like, who wrote this?
Pause.
I need to call it now.
Wait, so let's pause for them. Let's talk to them now. Whoever did that.
I'm like, time out. So my whole purpose in life is to find a mate and, you know, teach things to people through having different mates, but it's almost like a never-ending journey where I continue to have different mates and we just teaching each other life lessons and then it's on to the next. So I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. But there is a lot to learn there in terms of becoming a better person, in terms of compromise, keyword I see a lot. And because Libra is the scales and, you know, balance and energy, compromise is something that Libras absolutely must learn in order to really harness their true power. And that's probably true for all the signs in a different way, you know, in whatever manner of speaking is appropriate for those signs. But we all trying to find compromise. And so Libras tend to be very loving. Venus is a symbol of Libra, so that beauty, you know, which just radiates from within as well as on the outside. And just to sum up, the negative characteristics I'll throw out real quickly is Libras being self-indulgent and basically, like, manipulative. I don't really like that. That sounds like that's real tenacious. That's real sexy and, you know.
That sounds like you. I'm just saying.
That sounds like
a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's telling somebody.
Please, wait. Let me intervene for a second and let me tell you guys that Z Marie has this queen in her that she doesn't even realize. And it's like that snap, snap, can you get this for me really quick? type energy. And it comes out every once in a while, and I hear it. And she'd be like, nah, that ain't me. And I'm like, yeah, that's you. Yeah, that's you. So it's so interesting that you're saying that. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, and all the signs, you know, you have a little bit of both polarities or both dualities.
Yeah.
And a lot of things. So, you know, I know you said you may not identify with that 100%, but I'm inviting everybody to embrace both of their sides, their, you know, your darker side or your lighter side, and know how to, you know, walk the runway in between and do it with a sexy little stride, you know, in your kitten heel or in your 6-inch heel. That's how you do it.
No, you're absolutely right. It's like, on the one hand, you want to be graceful, and on the other hand, you have to be emphatic and know what you want, and you might have to call a few shots every now and then. So mm-hmm. you're right. Like, very important to embrace those two. But, you
Wait,
know.
Wait, you said call a few what?
Call a few shots.
Oh, okay.
Sit down. Gave you a warning.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So I'll end it right there. It's very important to embrace both sides. Very important to learn the art of compromise. And, you know, we out here.
Happy birthday to the Libra love. I heard you mention love, and I heard you mention, you know, that quest for compromise, that quest for balance. And on that note, I'm going to bring in our intuitive guide to the Vibrate and Elevate family, Ms. Jamar Akeibsa. And she's going to be coming through with some Libra code information. So welcome to the line, Ms. Jamar Akeibsa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm so happy you're on to bless us with your knowledge and your power.
Thank you so much. You know, it's so funny because today is a very special day for me, and it so happens that it falls under a Libra sun. I love my Libras. You have no idea. I'm so happy and thrilled to share some of my Libra knowledge and wisdom that I've gained over the years of working with Libras, of loving them, of trying to be a part of their lives. And, because they have great medicine. Libras have great, great medicine. They really, really do. They remind us that it's okay to shine, but it's wonderful to shine and to put yourself out there and to allow others to look at you and to admire you, because that is something that Libras love to do. They love to be on stage, forefront, to be looked at, to be admired for their beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta stop this shy business.
No, that's right. Cut that shy business all the way out. And that's my sunflower over there, okay?
Yes.
No,
Don't let them fool you.
I love what Z-Marie was saying, because it's true. There's like a certain duality with the Libra, you know, and she was saying that all about learning to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning to compromise with both of your sides, basically with your feminine side and your male side, with your positive side and your negative side. It's interesting that most air signs have a battle with duality. Gemini has, you know, the twins, the two sides, the two faces, which is also the same thing, the male and the female. And then the other air sign is Aquarius, and they are a man that carries the vessel with water that's pouring it out. A lot of people get confused and think that Aquarius is actually a water sign because they see a vessel pouring water, but it's actually what they have to carry, which is their duality. So air signs really struggle with the duality of being up in the air, up in the sky, flying, you know, dreaming, you know, imagining, using their expression, and then the other side, which is grounding themselves and rooting themselves. Which, you know, some people see it as positive, negative, or male and female. What I can tell you about Libras is that I see it more as, let me put it this way. I believe every sign has a healthy side and a non-healthy side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I believe that every single sign tries to be healthy. And within the sign itself is the different things that we need to learn to achieve, you know, that knowledge and the wisdom that our sign is teaching us. And that actually allows us to be a healthy, let's say, Libra. So how do you become a healthy Libra? Okay?
Please, tell us.
how do you achieve this thing called healthy when you're trying to balance everything in your life? Well, knowing that you're trying to balance. It's knowing that you are constantly trying to compromise with yourself and accepting it. It's knowing that, you know, within the air signs, Libras tend to be the more feminine of the three air signs. And it's because they're okay with having a feminine side and they're okay with having a male side. And Libras know when to use their male side and they know when to use their female side. For instance, they love to shop. They love nice things. They love shiny things. They like pretty things. They admire beauty most, and they can appreciate beauty. They have the most beautiful smile on the zodiac. They smile, and they light up the whole entire room. So there's this whole thing with connection with beauty, feminine side, and with the softness of being able to admire beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Libra is able to have such a connection with their feminine side, sometimes they get too feminine and they get too lost within their femininity and they don't come out to connect it to their male side.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also goes vice versa. But it tends to be more get lost within the female side because they tend to be more comfortable within it as far as like what our society, you know, expects of us to do,
mm-hmm.
and our dogmas and all that stuff. So how do you become a healthy Libra? By understanding that you have a female side and understanding you have a male side that constantly need to be in balance. But it doesn't mean they need to be battling each other. It means they need to be in balance. So when you're using your female side and you're being empathetic and you're putting yourself out there and you're being kind and gentle, remember that you also have to have the other side of you, which is the male side, which likes to shine, be put out there, be creative, likes to move forward and likes to, you know, basically have attention. So
mm-hmm.
it's about finding the balance of when you get too much on one side, realizing, wait, I need to teeter totter a little bit on the other. I need to pull from this one. It's not so much of removing yourself from one. It's about
mm-hmm.
calling that other side of you to come in to bring you back into balance.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, let's say Zee Marie was performing, getting ready to perform or, you know, be on TV or somewhere. She would call in her masculine energy to give her that confidence to do what she came there to do because she knows she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but she would also need to go ahead and to put herself within her feminine side, which is what's going to help her actually reach the audience with compassion and with understanding and making a connection.
Mm.
Because it's the female side which actually is empathetic and connects. It's the male side that is driven.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it's about, with the Libra, it's about finding the balance in between both things.
Right.
And another thing that is really important with the Libra, too, is that addiction tends to be a really big issue within Libras because of that. Because it kind of like when they don't have the balance between both of their sides and when they don't understand that they just need a little bit of this and a little bit of that instead of being totally one side, they tend to create like an alter ego to make up and to compensate for that fact that they can't manifest. And they usually will, you know, they will turn to drugs or some kind of form of addiction that will allow them to bring out that side that they just can't bring themselves to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
And with
That's
the Gemini, and with
I'm
the
very
Gemini,
into heavy stuff. It's very heavy.
Hey.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, like, for instance, like with the Gemini, which is also an air sign, the Gemini doesn't really tend to suffer more of addiction, but more of mental illness. because they're more in their head and they battle more of the male and the female personality side. You know, like which personality is going to be on, which is the Libra is trying to balance which side they're going to use to manifest things with. A little bit different because the Libra more is about manifesting things and making them into reality.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, with Libras, heads up, they need facts. They don't believe something because you told them. They're very hard to believe in metaphysics and things that they cannot touch, hear, or see. They need to hear it, see it, taste it, feel it for them to be able to believe it.
Proof. Proof.
Yeah.
Right?
And the interesting thing is that that's when you know that you're not in touch with your feminine side, because your feminine side is your intuitive side. And that's what's going to allow you to trust your intuition. That's going to tell you, hey, you don't need to go and have sex with him to know that he's good. You just need to know that. You're good, and you're going to make it happen.
Oh, shit. Wait. Speaking of love. Okay, so Libra in love, before you leave. Listen, I got to ask you this.
She has to give me some more. Now, wait a minute. She has to do me a little quick reading or tell me how to trust. She got to do something, because this is heavy.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Like I said before, I have a lot of Libra medicine. I've worked a lot with Libras. I truly understand their nature. You know, how does a Libra learn to trust? By embracing the Venus side. I'm going to go back to that feminine side. You guys are ruled by Venus. You're ruled by the goddess, by the goddess planet, you know? Even if you try not to, you are driven by your female side. Completely driven by it. Mm-hmm. And then you have those Libras that want to ignore it and that want to say that it's not there. But that's trust. Trust is knowing that this is what drives you. This is what motivates you, and it's okay. It's okay to put yourself out there. It's okay, you know, for you to be wrong once in a while. It's okay for it not to be true, for it not to be real, you know? Because what is true? What is real? That is up to you. The main thing with Libra that I always say that they must learn in life, their life lesson, is blind faith.
Is what?
Blind faith, what they call blind faith.
That's the hardest thing. Does that relate to vulnerability?
Of course. And that relates back into intuition.
Faith.
And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. She said faith.
Blind faith.
Oh Lord,
you didn't
that's
hear
why
it. That's
hear
why.
It.
That's why. That's why you couldn't hear it.
That's why I couldn't hear it. Faith has been my struggle, my pain point. That is so funny. I'm like, I can't even hear it. What? Yeah. That's my pain point.
That's a foreign language.
Yes, it really is. I've been trying this year. I've been trying to let go, which I think is like an action related to faith. So this has been my trying to let go year. I've been doing okay, but yeah, it's a lot.
But that's a testament of faith, is to let go and to understand
that
to receive. You know, I have some stuff here actually that I brought with me that I wanted to share with you guys real quick. Some key points that I find that could help the Libran understand its duality a little bit better. And it's just, you know, just adjectives, because I love just putting adjectives out there and letting your imagination roll with it. So as you were saying before, the ruler of the planet is Venus, the element is air, and the quality is cardinal. If you don't know what that means, Google it. It's September 24th through October 23rd. And the symbol for Libra is the scales, because they're constantly trying to balance. A great way to understand the balance and the nature of the balance without getting too deep into it is looking up Anubis, Lord Anubis. It has to do with Egyptian myth and lore. Understanding his medicine and what he teaches really helps you understand the duality and what the Libran actual struggles with. Okay? Now, I don't want to go too much into that. So that's like, I could talk about that for a good 30 minutes. So Google it, look it up, if you're drawn to it, you know, just look it up. And
you said Anubis?
Anubis, yeah, Lord Anubis, the jackal, the dog.
Okay.
Head, the Lord, the one that leads you into the underworld and holds the scale. And he holds a scale. On one side of the scale, he has a heart, and the other side is a feather. And your heart, the heart and the feather have to weigh the same for him to allow you to come into the underworld.
Okay.
It has to do with karma. It has to do with letting go and not having anything in your heart. Your heart needs to be pure and released of that which does not serve it, so that it can be as even and as light as a feather. That means you're not bringing anything negative with you into the underworld. You're not holding on to anything that's going to harm you or hurt others.
Mm.
But you can get into that yourself. I'm not going to go into that. So these two little different things that I want to share with you guys is Libras have the following characteristics. Okay? So it's justice, aesthetics, charm, gentility, equilibrium, and idealism. And then Libra sins may include quarrelsomeness, manipulation, procrastination, self-indulgence, indecision, and talkativeness. The Libra is known as the silver tongue. They're known to be eloquent with their tongues, and they're known to be able to get themselves through anything just by speaking because they are so eloquent. And they are so quick in their mind to make up good stuff and bullshit. And they can easily convince you of buying something that you don't need and also taking off your clothes and giving them some of that and falling in love with them completely and totally within 3 hours or 3 minutes. and that's because their smile, and you know, their smile, their tongue, their teeth, they usually have beautiful teeth too, by the way. All of that area, that's like their magic, okay? And another thing, too, that you want to think of is that they're split in half, kind of like, you know, they have their upper side and they have their lower side. And they're usually, you know, trying to make up with one side by using the other side. So they're either they talk too much and they're all in their head trying to make up something, or the other side, which is using their sexuality, and that stuff to drive them to getting what they want. So it's either or. And they also tend to be very sexual beings, extremely sexual beings. And they're naturally just very attractive, very. They're charismatic, and their charm is just mesmerizing. And then they smile.
Right. I was going to say, is this why Drake contacted me? to leave Z Marie like this message. I mean, he wrote like this 4-page letter and everything. And so I want to know, we already wrapped the show up, but we definitely have permission to hang out a little bit more. Do you see Drake in the future for Z Marie? What does Z Marie have to do to get with Drake? What does she have to do?
Drake? Yes. Like Drake, the one that sings?
Yes.
Yes. She is so
funny.
When you get a chance, Jamar,
that's so funny,
look on.
Because yesterday, like 2 days ago, I was looking at something Erykah Badu did, like this thing Drake, about Drake, like this new hit, like this new song she has. And apparently she was like really close to Drake. And
ooh.
I have a lot of respect and admiration for Erykah Badu.
Yes.
Very spiritual, galactic being, and she knows her stuff. Like, that's, you know, a kindred spirit for me. And it was so interesting that I never knew that her and Drake were such great friends, and that, you know, she helped him get over the whole thing with Rihanna and whatever. Anyway, that's so interesting that we're talking about Drake. That's really, that's interesting. He contacted you?
You know, in the realm of Za, yes,
possibility.
Marie, in the realm of the Zahara possibility. You know, she had a birthday party last night. It was actually a birthday party / engagement party with her and Drake. And so it was quite the bomb.
Yes.
It was quite the bomb.
So, Also, she's using her powers of manifestation, which Libras are wonderful at.
Is that
what's going on?
Yes, this is what's going on. This is currently awesome. Going on.
Watch you fall in love with some Drake. Watch some Drake come knock at your door.
Right. Well, that's
you're calling it.
I thought it was so interesting when I was reading about my sign that so much is about relationships with Libras. And I've had good relationships, but in the last 3 years, I haven't been able to, you know, really get a relationship that catches and holds. So I was just interested in that, but I don't even want to talk about it because it's so much distress right now with me and relationships and a lot of my friends. But it was just interesting to me. I'm just telling you, Jamar, that a lot of the language about Libras was with relationships, and I just thought that was real interesting.
But, you know, because you're trying to learn to have a relationship with yourself. That's what Libra is all about learning to have a relationship with both sides of yourself. It's like a marriage. You're learning to be okay with being a male and a female and using both sides of it. It's just like a marriage. Like, you know, I know when my husband needs to step in, and I know, and he knows when I need to come out, and we know when to compliment each other and when to be there for each other. You know, listen, Libra, I'm going to go there somebody might get offended or whatever, but Libras are known to be whores. Because it's very hard for them to hold a relationship because you guys are air signs. That is an air sign quality. But then you're ruled by Venus, and especially with men, everything that has two legs that walks by is there for them they think it was made for them to admire. So it's very difficult for a Libra male to have a Libra female partner that understands that they're just admiring the beauty because that's how they are. You know?
Right.
And then the woman doesn't understand that, the partner doesn't understand that that's just his nature, and then the insecurities step in, and then, of course, he's going to, I'm not going to have that. If you're going to say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it anyway. But with the female side, it also they tend to be very promiscuous. And, of course, we have dogmas of being promiscuous, but get that shit. Anyway, but the thing with the female Libra is that it tends to be very hard for males to trust the Libra female, because the Libra female is so unattached and doesn't need death. Because she's very self-made, because she has a male side to her. So it's all about relationships with Libra. My best friend and the man that introduced me to my husband is a Libra. And I met him when I was 16 years old. He actually surprised me on Monday, on Tuesday for his birthday. And he introduced me to my husband. And before I met my husband, he said, this is the man for you. And before my husband met me, he told him, this is the one for you. You know, you guys are all about putting relationships together, nurturing your relationship, and understanding the relationships within other different things, with your business, with your family, with your, for instance, I just got to go there, because Libras have a relationship with beauty. You guys have, like, this relationship with shopping and spending money. So that's what I'm saying. There's just so many forms of relationships that you guys have that you're constantly nurturing, and sometimes you forget to nurture the relationship with yourself. And with that,
That's all I was just going to say. Ms. Jamar, we thank you. We know we held you a little hostage, because when you come on the show, we're like, don't leave. Don't leave. And we miss you so much. We thank you
thank you for
being a part of the Vibrate and Elevate movement and just this whole thing to evolve and ascend and have the paradigm shift. So
thank you.
Thank you
for doing
your work and for having this forum for people to come in and to listen and to learn and to grow and to learn to live their truth. And I'm so happy every time that I can share with you ladies. You know, I'm here. I love you both and I appreciate you both. And I'm just so happy that you both exist in my life and that you both are doing this work. And thank you.
You're welcome. And hats off to you. And how can our listeners contact you or reach out to you?
Well, if anybody's interested in reaching out to me, the easiest way is look me up on Facebook. It's Jamar Akaitza. I will spell it. because they're all weird, funky names, just like me, original. It's J-I-M-A-R, separate name, A-K-A-I-T-Z-A. A little bit different, but if you're meant to find me, you will, and we'll connect, and we'll have a great time. Thank you so much.
That's what's up. You're welcome, and ladies and gentlemen, her name is listed in the show description, so you can just go there as well. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for vibing with us on the Libra Code. I know this had to be for a lot of our listeners, a lot of our supporters out there. We want you to know that there is a perfect balance between, you know, vibrating and elevating, and we want you to monitor where you're vibrating, what vibe are you on, and if you notice you're not in the place to be, elevate that thing and get where you need to be, okay? Z-Marie, did you have any closing comments or remarks or anything since you're the Libra on the line?
I would like to say I do have an inner whore. I try not to let her out. But I totally understand what Art is saying because I see so much beauty, and I'm like, I really need that beauty in my life. But I resist. So
don't. No. Fly. Be like a bird.
Except Drake. When Drake calls, I will do whatever he needs me to do to keep calling. So, yes.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Loving the Libra. Listen, we want you to get your love vibrating higher on the Vibrate and Elevate show as you go into this week. We send out shouts out to all the people that are traveling and all the groups that are traveling to Washington, D.C. for the Million Man March or Justice or Else, actually. And we just thank you for doing what you're doing in the community. We thank you for what you're going to do when you come back. Shouts out to Voss Simpson and Probation Station, the People's Collective, and everybody. Like, shouts out to all the supporters. We really appreciate you. And most importantly, shout out to Z-Marie for being the dopest co-host there is on Internet Radio. Appreciate you, hon.
Thank you, Ms. Controversy.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Controversy on Facebook.
This for
showing
you,
out.
Boo.
Check her out.
That's right.
Scorpio's working that stuff. Capricorn, it's birthday. Capricorn, it's birthday. Gemini's, it's birthday. Scorpio, it's birthday. Pisces, it's birthday. Go, go, go.
Love you, Miss Controversy.
Love you too. See you soon.